a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I just want to know, right, what's the minimum ply?
Oh, my God. Dude, tell me about it.
Can you get less than one ply?
Seriously?
I'm talking about toilet paper here, right?
Yeah.
I had the call of nature pre-show. Sorry, TMI. Right?
Disgusting.
But you'd rather me do it pre-show.
I don't care. Whatever. I'd rather you just not talk about it.
Between 6 and 9, because otherwise I'm going to have to go and you're going to have to cover.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't want it. Shut up.
Anyway, so, and this is not something that, it's not the first time. So I reckon for the last month, the toilet paper we've had here at Geelong Broadcasters, I can see through it.
Imagine if you had to use it for every time you went to the bathroom.
Yeah, I can't. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
So here's what I want to know is, so, you know, you get one ply, two ply, three ply. Can you do like a 0.5 ply?
Man,
is
there I think
such
they
thing
have.
As 0.25 ply? Because I reckon
think
that's
it
where
is.
We're at. We're at 0.25 ply.
Yeah.
Right. I can literally put my hand behind it and still see my hand. It's like there's no toilet paper at all. It's like it's invisible.
Yeah. It's like you're wearing a second skin.
Okay.
You're literally like the paper just infuses into your own hand and all of a sudden it ceases to exist.
Yeah. So you could put it over your eyes and in fact it would improve your eyesight.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the what's that guy?
The optometrist?
And he does and now better and now worse and now better. And like you do that with the toilet paper and it'll actually improve your vision.
It really does. It really does.
Because it's that clear. The clarity is amazing. And it could be a new invention. It could be a sort of, it could be a method to the madness.
Yeah.
But certainly, if you're, you know, if you wipe too aggressively, that hole is going straight, like that finger's going straight through.
Okay. You had to say hole.
Sorry. I meant to say finger.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God, shut up. But the thing is, I sit there every day and I think, okay, so one ply, but I need to use more of it. To get,
exactly, because you fold and fold and fold.
Yeah, so I'm wasting more
because
I have to use more to make it absorbent so that I can use it.
So, agreed. So what I want to know is, on 52232955, is there less such thing as less than one ply?
Because we've got it.
We've got, I swear, max 0.25 of a ply.
Is that something to take to HR? Like, is that one
of
the...
It does seem.
It seems like it's not meeting a standard.
It seems like an OH&S issue.
It does.
It does seem dangerous. Again, with the finger and stuff. So.
Oh, my... I can't with you. I'm done.
Okay. Anyway, that's where we're at.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, it seems that sometimes I get sent parcels to my house that are not mine. And this has happened across the journey. I got sent a robo back once that was not mine.
Yep.
That smelled of like
ciggies.
Yeah. and ended up getting back to the chick that it was meant for in Port Lincoln somewhere or whatever.
Yeah, close by.
Random, right? But this happened again last night. And there was a polystyrene box left at our front door. And I was like, oh, what's this? Like, because, you know, sometimes I buy things and then I forget. And then it's like a surprise from past Lauren to
what a gift.
Like current Lauren. Mm. And I'm like, oh, wow. Anyway, it was for someone that I had their name that I didn't know.
Mm.
But it had our address on it. And it was from the vet, like a vet who he established in Melbourne and also Geelong.
But it had your address on it. Had the correct address.
It had the correct address, but the wrong name.
When you said styrofoam, I was hoping it was food, and now I'm hoping it's not food.
Well, yeah. So, it was like one of those big polystyrene boxes. Like, you know, when you get I don't know, like HelloFresh or whatever. They put the cold stuff in the box, and then anyway. So it was sitting there, and I'm like, oh my God. Okay, this is from a vet. It's in a polystyrene box. Mm. Like some animal needs this urgently. Mm. So I sent Jimmy out.
How big
down the street?
How big's the box?
It was about how would you explain
like a big
that?
like
a big box,
like esky size.
Yeah, esky size. Yeah. Like small esky size. Yeah.
So sorry, are you picturing maybe because on TV shows like the medical dramas, a heart transplant type thing comes in these types of boxes. Is that what you're picturing?
No,
for an animal?
I was picturing someone needs medicine and it needs to remain cold, you know. Yeah. So this is expensive medicine.
Yeah.
You know, and someone needs it. something needs it. And so I sent Jimmy down the street to like knock on all the neighbours' doors and no one had any idea, whatever. Mm. And then, but
he's
I called
boy.
Up.
How he's such a good boy. No.
I know. I said to him, I'm like, oh, you're a blessing, honey. Bless him. And so I called the vet number and it was after hours. So I left a message and then I thought, oh my God, what do I do? So I called the emergency vet here in Geelong.
Yeah.
And I said, look, this is really weird, but this is the guy's name. I think the dog's name, I think the animal's name is this.
Mm.
It could have been this guy's wife. I don't know. Mm. Or partner. But it was Molly, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, well, it could be a dog or a rabbit or a cat's name. I don't know. And then they're like, I'm like, do you have their details in your system? Because I'm trying to get a hold of them. And she's like, well, I can't obviously give you that. And I'm like, oh, no, of course. But maybe if it is there, that you could call them and say, hey, I know the person that's got your medications. Or whatever it is in this box, right? And they're like, they couldn't find it. So I went to the OGBH community Facebook page.
Yes, I was just going to say, that's where I would have gone first.
Right?
Community Facebook.
Community Facebook page. No one has commented on the post.
Oh.
So I said to Jimmy last night, it got to about 8:30 and I'm like, we got to open this box.
Yeah, that's the first thing I would have done.
Well, see, but it's opening someone else's mail and it's like it's all stuck down. I said, we got to open the box. And as I'm opening the box, I'm thinking, Unibomber situation, but no, it wasn't. Oh. I was safe.
Anthrax.
Yeah, so I opened it up and inside was medication that had to be refrigerated and they had ice packs and everything in there. So we put it in our fridge. So I took it out. So I feel like I violated this product. But I was so like, no, yeah, isn't it better? Did I do the right thing?
I think you might have saved the product,
okay,
which
so
is
I've done the
really
right thing.
Great. The trouble is now the effort that is required to track down where it actually needs to be.
Yeah, I know. But that's okay. I'm happy to do that.
Do you want to say the guy's name?
No.
Why not? I'm reading it right here. And you put it on Facebook. Why not just say it on the radio?
Peter Holland.
Yeah.
Peter Holland.
He's a vet.
No, he's a person that the vet sent something to.
Is it a dog or a cat called Molly?
Well, it says at the bottom of the slip, it says Molly Holland as well. So I'm like, this could be Peter's significant other or it could be Peter's dog or something.
So you're going to ring the vet as soon as 9 o'clock ticks over?
Well, I've rung them and I left a message saying, hey, you sent this here, but it's not here situation. You know what I mean? So I'm looking for a Peter Holland.
Yeah.
I want to make sure the animal gets the medication too. Good on you, Log.
Have I given away too much information?
No.
I can tell you right now, it's not horse medication. So if anyone's thinking that and he's going to try and call up and be like, oh, no, that's mine.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing. All right.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Now.
Grab your popcorn, kids.
It's Tom, Lingy and Loggy's I Feel Seen on K-Rock and Action.
All right, every Wednesday morning we do this for Stan. Not every Wednesday morning do we know that night on Stan we're going to be able to see the ARIA Awards, so that's pretty cool.
It is very cool.
A lot of warming up going on in the studio.
A lot of warming up, I'm in the zone.
Yeah, some sort of like pre-acting sort of exercises happening. A lot of limbering up. I imagine this is going to be quite the vigorous scene.
Well, it may be.
You guys are going to act out a scene from a movie. We essentially have to guess what that movie will be. Now, we know you're back in the room and the acting is over because you pull down the curtain.
Very good, Tommy. And we say, and scene. Here we go. You ready, Log?
I'm ready.
Okay. You're no picnic, all right? You're a spoilt little brat, even. But under that, you're the most amazingly, astounding, wonderful girl. Woman that I've ever known.
Jack, I...
No, let me try and get this out. I'm not an idiot. I know how the world works. I got 10 bucks in my pocket. I've nothing to offer you. And I know that. I understand. But I'm too involved now. You jump, I jump, remember? I can't turn away without knowing you'll be all right. That's all I want.
Well, I'm fine. I'll be fine. Really?
Really? I don't think so. They've got you trapped, Rose. And you're going to die if you don't break free. Maybe not right away because you're strong, but sooner or later, that fire that I love about you, Rose, that fire's going to burn out.
It's not up to you to save me, Jack.
You're right. Only you can do that.
And sing.
Bravo. Bravo. I was right there.
So I was right there.
And then I was scared because I was like, I'm going to die.
Yeah. Well, where were you?
I was on the Titanic.
Yeah.
You're the most amazingly astounding, wonderful girl, woman that I've ever known. And
Jack,
let me try and get this out. You're a mate.
The highlight for me through the whole thing was the journey we went on with Cameron Ling's accent.
Yeah, I felt that.
He started American, then he was Australian, and then he was a bit English, and then he was Australian again.
That's called the transatlantic accent, and he did very well.
I felt that the whole way too, Tommy.
I was like, where we go. All right, that is I Feel Safe for this week. Well done to you guys.
Yeah, you did great.
Very well acted. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I was scammed.
Yeah.
Scammed. Yeah. I went to a website that looked legit and bought some items that never came. And through that, they stole my bank account details or my card details. And then they spent $1,485 on tickets in San Francisco to go see some type of sporting event.
I bought stuff from a website before that I wasn't sure was legit. So before I did it, I went and Googled reviews for that.
Yeah,
website.
I did it too. Nothing came up.
Oh, see, that's still sus.
No, but it was just like, but I thought, oh, well, I mean, who's gonna review a website that's good? You know what I mean? Unless it's kind of like a weird one. But I looked it up. The website looked legit. Mm. Yeah, exactly. Mm. So I got scammed.
Yeah.
But I got it back.
Got it back. That's a great thing.
Yes, because they sent me a thing like, hey, is this you? And I'm like, hell no. And then I put a stop on my card and everything. And I got the money back, which I'm stoked about.
Did you get to keep the NFL tickets?
I swear to God, I'm just like, that's just ridiculous anyway.
Yeah, but it's crazy. It happens so often. So many people are getting scammed at the moment. I'm always intrigued by whether or not you get the money back.
Yeah,
how much they give back to you, what scenarios you get the money back, all those different things. So we thought we'd go to the phones. 52232955. Mel from Hamlin Heights is on the line. Mel, did you get scammed?
Hi. Yeah, I did, just recently, like last week.
Wow, like log. Were you trying to buy a really niche surf t-shirt?
No, I actually was trying to do a first ever shop on Temu, so I think that was my... Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then I woke up to a 10-cent transaction. I was like, oh, that's weird. I haven't been shopping overnight.
Yeah.
So I did on my phone, Commonwealth Bank too. And then over the next night, they tried $100 and then $1,800. And thank God I got lock on because none of it went out.
Wow.
Well, only because you contacted the bank and gave them the heads up.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't even contact them. I just went onto my app. I pushed the lock, put a lock on my account, and all good.
Interesting that they started with the 10 cents and then went 100 and 1,800.
They
opened with 1,800 and grab as much as they could?
I know. They should have because I
wouldn't
let that one slide through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, that's a good tip for all you scammers out there.
Yeah.
No.
Stop
it. We talked over you then.
No, you're right. It happened to my dad too after he purchased from Timu. So I was sort of sorry and I thought, well, that's odd. Finally done a first purchase.
Yeah.
And something dodgy's happened. So.
See, the Timu, I have not yet bought a Timu yet either because I'm scared.
Oh, don't.
Have you, Tommy?
Yeah, well, used Timu quite a bit and not had any issues. How are you spelling Timu? Has it got a it's got an X in there or a Q? Is it
right? And it was all the right size, so that was good.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, okay.
Got lucky.
You did.
So well, what we've learned is, people get scammed every day. Timu. Well, who knows? And scammers, try the big amount first.
Yes. Try the big amount. But it's important right now because Black Friday sales are happening. People will be shopping online left, right and centre. Yeah, there will be so much scamming.
That's why. What do I always say, boys? What do I always say?
Yeah.
Cash is king.
No, shop local. Come on, mate.
Tom. on Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.